This week's mailbag comes to us from Diane. During this time between the 100 days, I finished my laundry room that I had started during spring break. Your attitude of progress over perfection and done is better than perfect has got me motivated to start and finish projects, that and a family reunion at the end of May. I never finish anything. I've surprised my family with my skills. I now know how to use power tools. I made the countertop on my washer and dryer out of plywood. I used leftover beadboard from the powder room I did in January for the backsplash. This is the first room we see when we come in from the garage. It is now joyful to look at. My husband and father keep saying, "Who's gonna see it?" Well, I am, and I deserve a nice place to do laundry. Great job, Diane. Thank you. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. So last week I talked to you about the four phases of childhood, and really we talked a lot about the middle two phases, which is learning level one and learning level two. And learning level one is 7 to 12, and learning level two is 12 to 18. Now, I am going to talk to you about how we get organized during the year in both of these levels. We're not going to worry about launch, and we're not going to worry about littles. And it doesn't matter if you've never been organized before and you're 14, you can do learning level one in a month, and then you'll be in learning level two. Or let's say that you're 10 years old and you've already done learning level one and you want more, you could go ahead and go to learning level two. Like, you don't have to stay in level one or level two based on your age. I'm just telling you naturally as a teacher what I have observed. These are the natural things that you want to organize. Now, also what I have observed is for your parents, they naturally want to get their house organized starting on Labor Day, starting the first of the year, and also around Mother's Day. Those are the three times of a year where your mom and dad will be like, "We are decluttering this house. We are getting organized." And you, as a child, also have natural times of year where you want to get organized. However, your times are just a little bit off from where your parents' times are, and your times are different amount of length. So for the parents, they start on Labor Day and they'll do that for the next 100 days. They start on January 1st and they'll do that for 100 days. And they start on Mother's Day and they will do that for 100 days. You are different. You are going to spend the whole month of July, cleaning and organizing your bedroom. Now, 31 days? No, not 31 exact days. And it might only be 2 weeks out of the month. But for the most part, we are airing these podcasts right about the time where you probably do the longest and deepest declutter of your bedroom. And the reason why is because you're switching from one grade to the next. So you may hold on to, let's say you have 10 stuffed animals in your room and you're 10 years old. You may decide this summer that you're right, Lisa, I don't really need stuffed animals anymore, but I'm going to hold on to these three. Like, I like these three. And then next summer, when you are 11, you might say, "Why did I save those? Like, I don't want any stuffed animals at all. Why did I save some?" So decluttering happens in stages like that. It's not like you get rid of everything all at once. You get rid of a little bit every single year. And usually in August, you hold on to a couple of things that you're pretty much sure you're done with, but you hold on to them just in case, and that's totally fine. But in July and August, why I say it takes an entire month is because, oh my goodness, getting ready for back to school takes like forever. And inside of the kids program, you'll be able to get this printable if you're inside the kids program. Otherwise, just go ahead and write this down as a list as I go through this podcast. So some of the things that you will do in the month of July or early August are you will get a school supply list and you will go back to school shopping, and then you'll bring that all home and you will get everything labeled for school. You will usually go to the doctor and get your annual physical if you do any sports related things or anything related to that. Your parents will be filling out your school paperwork. And if you're over the age of 12, I think you can help your parents fill out your school paperwork if they will let you. That's all information you should be learning as well. I know for my kids, in the summer is when I always have their eye exams done and we get their new eyeglasses because they both have glasses. And this is also when we go to the doctor and renew any of our prescriptions that we have. And my kids also go to the dentist in the summer. I try to get all of that stuff done in the summer. This is the time also when you tend to get new clothes, new shoes. If you have a school uniform, you might get a few more of your uniform or move up in size. You might get a new backpack. Our rule around here is you get a new backpack every 2 years. So our backpacks last 2 years. This is when you're going to look at your lunchbox. If you take lunch to school or you want to take lunch to school, you're going to get new lunchboxes or things that are going to go in lunchboxes. And this is also a great time to start thinking about what would make a really fun lunch for you and what you want to put in your lunches. This is when you're going to pack your gym bag if you have gym, and make sure you add some deodorant to that gym bag if you're over the age of 10 or 12. This is a time when my kids and I have really fun in the summer, and we usually go to like Walgreens. I don't know why we go to Walgreens, but we always go to Walgreens and we check out all of the smells of like soap, shampoo, and conditioner, and deodorant. And we stock up on that kind of stuff in the summer as well. This is a great time to get a new haircut, especially before school starts. And you're going to go through whatever your morning checklist and your chore checklist is and create a new back to school checklist. We'll talk about that in the next podcast. You're going to download your school schedule. And if you're in middle school and high school, you might go up and actually walk through the classes and find your locker and learn how to open and close that locker. This is when your parents are going to figure out how you're going to get to school, if it's carpool or bus, and when that bus comes and when it's going to pick up. You may say, this has nothing to do with my bedroom. It does. Hold on. It really does. And then this is also when you are going to go through all your toys, all your clothes, all your bedroom, and really clean everything out. So sometime in July or August, you're literally going to try on or touch every single piece of clothing that is in your bedroom and decide what still fits and what you still like, and then get rid of all the rest and make a nice big long list of what you actually need for the next school year. Now, inside the school program, we have this checklist, but we also have like a checklist of like how many socks and underwear and all that stuff should you have. Like, we have guidelines for that. And then we also walk you through in multiple videos. I think we have 7 lessons related to clothing where you will actually watch me go through my clothes with Joey up at college. Like, we actually go through the clothes you can see. He shows you his college closet and how that's all organized. I show you his closet at home and how all that's organized, and how we hang shirts and where we store everything and how we keep all of our clothing. So going through all of your clothing can usually take up to a week when you're doing it in your bedroom, because you're getting rid of stuff, you're organizing and cleaning what you have left, you're shopping for new stuff, you're incorporating that into your closet. We talked about how you have your mini apartment, you have different zones in there, and some of them are toys. And especially if you are like 10, 11, 12, you're starting to get rid of a lot of toys. And this is when I want you to go through your bedroom and get rid of what you think you've outgrown, whether you're donating that or putting it into your family storage area because you don't want it now, but you're not sure if you want it in the future. I want you to really set up your bedroom and the toys and the collections that you've left in there over the summertime for what you want your bedroom to look like the next school year. I think you would agree with me that once school starts, it's kind of stressful, right? Like, you've got schoolwork to do, you might be in some extracurricular activities, the family pace and what we tend to do in the school year is just a little bit more intense than it is in the summertime. And so setting up your bedroom and going through all your clothes and getting rid of all of your healthcare needs in the summer and getting all your school supplies ready to go usually does, by the time it's all said and done, take 3 to 4 weeks. So that is your back to school summertime that takes the most amount of time. then your second cycle of organization is usually December 22nd to January 2nd. I know those dates are so specific, aren't they? But usually it is it's your winter break. Whenever your winter break is, that's when you're ready to get organized. And usually this is what happens. When you start winter break, like the first day of winter break, you're ready to clean and organize your room right away, like December 22nd. And then towards January 2nd, your whole family is ready to clean and declutter the house. Now, for those of you that celebrate Christmas, what happens is you organize your bedroom before Christmas, and then your family declutters and organizes the rest of the house after Christmas. Same with Hanukkah. You will organize your bedroom before Hanukkah. The family will declutter and organize the rest of the house after Hanukkah. If you don't celebrate either of those holidays, doesn't matter. You will notice that you do the same thing. You usually organize your room first, and then the rest of the house gets organized. Here are a couple of things that your parents might be doing during this time, or things that you would want to organizationally think about over winter break. What do you want to do on spring break? So if your parents are going somewhere, they might plan that. Maybe you're going to a camp for spring break. This is the time to actually think about spring break. This is also the time where you may go to more doctor's appointments again, like if you need to get your teeth cleaned again or you need any prescriptions renewed, this is a great time to do that as well. This is also the time to check and make sure you have a winter coat and gloves and hat and everything that you like and fit, because you probably have not gotten really cold weather yet where you are, but you will in January and February if you don't live in Florida or California. And then you're going to deep clean out your toys, both in the toy room if you still have one, and clean and organize your bedroom. Again, getting rid of some of those things you might held on to the end of the summer that you weren't sure if you outgrew it or not, but knowing what you asked for the holidays, and those newer toys need a place to go. Like, you can't just keep adding things. You have to get rid of some things. And again, this is a time where you'll go through your clothing. Now, you won't try every single piece of clothing on over winter break, but you will go through the clothes that you just finished wearing. If anything is worn out or it's already too small, you'll get rid of that. You'll also look forward to the colder weather and say, you know what? I don't have any pants that fit anymore. I need more sweaters or sweatshirts or whatever. And that will get on the list to be purchased before you go back to school in January. Then the third time of year where you will get organized, and that time took 1 week. So about 1 month in the summer, about 1 week over winter break. The next time that you will get organized is over spring break. Unless you go away the whole entire spring break and you're not home, then you'll do it a weekend before or after. But if you're home for spring break, you'll definitely do it when you're home. During this time, you will get your whole bedroom cleaned and organized out, usually in a day or a weekend. And during this time, in addition to just cleaning out and all the things we've already talked about, this is the time when you'll look and make sure that you have a swimsuit that works, either for the spring break that you're going on if you need a swimsuit, or because summer is coming. This is when you will also think about the summer camps that you want to be in, or mom will start signing you up for summer camps, and what you're going to be doing with your summer, and if there's going to be a family vacation, your mom and dad will start planning that at this time. Again, you're going to clean and organize your bedroom. You're going to go through all of your clothing. But this time when you go through all of your clothing, you're going to be thinking about, what do I need for summer? You won't really declutter very much because it's usually pretty cold, or, you know, you haven't gotten the summer weather yet during spring break. So you won't really declutter many clothes, but you might get a few new clothes for as the weather starts to get hotter towards the end of the school year. And if your family is going to have a garage sale and you stayed home for spring break, this would be when they would plan it. This is when you would clear everything out and you would get ready to have a garage sale in like April or May. So those are the three cycles of getting organized for kids. It's the month of July, winter break, and spring break. The month of July is usually pretty much an entire month. If you saw that whole list, it is everything related to getting ready to go back to school, taking care of all of your medical needs for the year, clearing out all of your clothes, and really deep cleaning your bedroom. This is probably when you would move around your room. If you were going to move any of your furniture in your room, that would happen in the summer. Winter break is a shorter amount of time. It may be a long weekend. It may be a whole week. This is when you're going to go through your clothes again. You're going to go through your toys, and you're going to prepare for the colder weather that is coming if you live in an area that way. And then spring break, maybe one long day or a weekend. And that's when you're going to make sure that you have what you want to do for the summer on the calendar, that you're signed up for all the camps that you want to go to, that you have swimwear that's going to fit, and that you go through your toys and your clothing again. And if your family wants to have a garage sale, this is when you plan for your garage sale. So those are the cycles of organization for kids. In the last podcast, we did the phases of organization for kids. And in the next podcast, we are going to talk about what do you do every single Saturday and Sunday? What is our Saturday routine in our mini apartment? And what is our Sunday routine?